Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. But I guess I should tell you first what the name of the app is, right? The name of the app is called TuneIn. T-U-N-E space I-N. Okay, once you download that app, please search WWGH. Or you can call in like now during this live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. Thank you for tuning in once again. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And thank you those of you who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This one will take place October the 15th. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please take advantage of this announcement and share with others. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio. Phone there is 740-262-0939. And thank you for my faithful listeners on The Voice of a People. Thank you so much for your love and your consideration and hanging in there with me. Thank you. I have a thought for today, which is always a good thing to open up the show with. And this thought is titled, Good Feelings. Good feelings for others are like ointments that heal wounds and reestablish friendships and relationships. Good feelings are generated in the mind, are transmitted through your attitude, and are reflected in your eyes and smile. Now, isn't that a good thing that people can tell from you just smiling? That it is reflected in your eyes and smile. So think about if you're frowning all the time, they can also see that in your eyes and the non-existent smile, right? Because if you're not feeling good, then you can't smile, right? And you can't.
I'm suspicious of people that smile all the time, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
It seems like they're up to something. Trying to fool you.
Everyone does not think like Jeff does. There has to be a reason for people to smile, right? Okay. Now, smiling opens the heart, and a glance can make miracles happen. Miracles happen through a smile. And that, doesn't that
miracles
just...
Miracles happen through a smile?
They can. They can happen through a smile.
Depends on who it is.
Okay, we're moving right along, all right? Okay.
Some of those beautiful nurses when I was in the hospital, that made me feel better.
Now, there you go. Brought a smile.
They smile at me.
Yes, it brought a smile to your face. See there? It's catching. Smiles are catching. Okay.
Now, it wasn't all bad.
Let me give you this announcement also. The League of Women Voters are having a Meet the Candidate night at Harding High School. That will take place Tuesday, October the 11th, from 7 to 8 p.m. So please mark your calendars if you want to be a part and you want to meet the candidates. Maybe you don't even know who's running or what they stand for, but this will be an opportunity for all of us. Okay, so I turn my attention to Jeff Porter,
Hello.
Author, of Expressions of the Last Days. We thank him so much for sharing his time and energy with us. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm doing good.
Great.
Feel good today.
Great. It's a good day to feel good, right?
Yeah, it is. A beautiful, beautiful day out there.
Right, right. They said that
sun shining.
Yes, yes. And they said we're going to have above normal temperatures.
Oh, really?
For a couple of days, yeah.
That means I can get on my motorcycle.
Maybe.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been riding?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, yeah, I've been feeling good enough to get on the bike again.
Well, praise God. Look at you.
Yeah. It's been fun. I went to Bucyrus and back.
Oh, that was quite a ride.
Yeah. So that feels good because I love riding the motorcycle.
Wow. Well, praise God. He's awesome, isn't he?
He really is.
He's given Jeff the strength and energy to get back on his motorcycle. And maybe none of you know, you may be new to our show today, that Jeff had what you call a mishap or a setback in his health.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he couldn't ride his motorcycle.
Well, I was at the gas pumps there that Valero, is that the name of that gas station there right across from WMRN? And you can either turn left from the gas pump or you can go around the building to go out. And I went ahead and turned left there, and there's this guy beside me getting gas, and he went around the building. And when you come down there where the cars are and everything, you should slow down. But he didn't, and I had to slam on the brakes to keep from hitting him, and that I lost control of the motorcycle and fell over. And when I did, somehow the motorcycle, I think, kind of fell on top of me.
Hello, caller?
Yes, is it possible to speak to Scott Spears?
He is not here at this time. You'll have to call later.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
The motorcycle kind of fell on top of me. And so I was going to continue to ride because I didn't feel, these two big husky guys picked me up and the motorcycle.
Okay.
Thank God for them. And I decided, well, I was going to ride some more. I wasn't hurt or anything. I didn't think. And I said, maybe I better go home. I think that must have been God, because when I got home, oh my gosh, about an hour later, I was in super pain in my left side there. So I called Chalmers in Columbus, the VA outlet in Columbus, and they discovered that I had a broken rib. So it bothered me for a while, but it's gone now. It's healed, and I feel good now. A friend of mine thinks I shouldn't be riding motorcycles because they're so dangerous. But, it's dangerous to walk out your door these days,
Yes, it is.
So, he said, maybe this is your opportunity to give it up. I said, I don't think so. I've seen people with a lot worse motorcycle accidents than this, and they get back on it.
And but, car accidents.
Yeah. You gonna give up driving your car if you have an accident,
I haven't yet.
Well, I had a deer hit. My friend and I were, I forget where it was. We were just on a joyride, and we stopped and had pizza, and we headed back, and a deer hit us, and it messed up the front end, and the radiator drained, and everything, and it was all crunched up. And I took it to a shop in Delaware. Man, they did a great job. I mean, you can't tell there was anything wrong. It looks absolutely perfect, like you just drove it off the showroom floor.
Hmm.
So that was really good, but I'm not going to give up driving because we hit a deer.
Right,
right. So, but I realize that motorcycles are probably more dangerous than cars because
a bike.
You don't have the protection
that
you do in a car. But, let's not give up all of our fun.
Let's not do that, right?
Well, and that reminds me, it's dangerous in some places in the world. It's very dangerous to be a Christian. Especially in Iraq, Iran, China, North Korea. North Korea, they'll put you in a work camp and work you to death. So should you give up being a Christian because it's dangerous? I don't think so. I don't think we're supposed to do that.
No, or opposition is before us.
Yeah. And that can be very difficult sometimes, you know.
I had a call this morning as I was getting ready for the show, and the question was, how do I conduct myself, or how do I speak without hurting someone's feelings if they are a female and they want to be called a male, have changed their name, and but they dress like a female.
Yeah.
So, and I guess
Satan's deception.
Yes, and I guess one of the students made a mistake, called her by the name, which is a male name, but still addressed her as a she. How do you navigate yourself around that type of, what do you call?
The transsexuals, you mean?
Yeah, and what does that have to do with our faith? And how do you address...
You know, you talk about a confusing subject.
Yes, it's very confusing.
I felt sorry for Cher. You know, they were doing a documentary on Cher, and her daughter decided that she wanted to be a man. And she went through with that operation. And she said, you know, she felt like she lost her daughter. Her daughter was gone. Now, she was really upset when she first said that she was going to be turned into a man. Cher was yelled at her, screamed at her, no, don't do this, you know. A lot of the transsexuals, you know, that get the operation and everything, the suicide rate amongst them is just horrible, you know.
I never even considered that, Jeff.
It is. It's major. So, I don't think their mind was as made up as they thought it was. You know, they should have tried to reverse it at some time or other. But they're going along with the modern trend.
Right, but you as a pastor, you as a follow believer in Christ Jesus, how would you handle that situation? Because you know we all have rights, and that's where people fall to. Well, I have a right for you to call me who I ask you to call me, right? And accept me for who I am. Now...
Well, for one thing, people are oversensitive these days. We've got all of this stuff, transsexuals, and we got people of different races accusing each other of racism and all that stuff. And it's too much. I mean, the average person out there, they can't think of all that. You know, everything you say, you got to keep it in check and all that. And I don't think you should worry about it as much as they want you to. You know, they're going to sit there and accuse you of being prejudiced or something. You know, this person, this transsexual is trying to, oh, you called me by the wrong name. Well, you know what, bud? I'm not going to worry about it that much. It wasn't meant that way, and you know it. You know?
But I want you to address me like this. I want you to see me like I want you to see me, no matter how my appearance is.
Well, you know, if it's gonna, you get yourself changed, it's going to change the way people relate to you. And I don't think there's enough transsexuals around for us to be aware of it all the time. You know, I don't think I've ever run into a real one. I've seen them on TV, but I don't think I've ever run into a real transsexual. Have you?
I don't know.
I don't think I have.
Don't ask. I'd have
so
no clue.
I would be as courteous as I could be to that person, but I wouldn't worry about it beyond that. Because if what's going to happen if they get a, they might enjoy being offended all the time about that, you know, and jump on people's case because that's fun to do.
But when you have higher ups that are saying, okay, this is what they want. This is what we expect you to give them. This is how we expect you.
In other words, like at work?
Yeah. Like in the workplace.
Yeah.
People are offended. No, this is who I am. This is how I want you to address me. Now, you look one way to me. I may not know exactly how you want to be addressed, but it's a common mistake that you would make.
Yeah.
You know, because...
Yeah, this person's a woman when you first start working there, and 5 years later they're a man, and you go, you know.
And you're used to saying that. So
yeah.
Do you think people should lose their jobs over that?
No.
But people
that
are
was that
losing.
Person's decision to turn themselves into a man. They've got to cut people some slack, give them some leeway. They're not there to hurt you, probably not trying to hurt you. But they're, you know, I think what they're doing is totally wrong. I don't think they should be doing that. They should give God the glory that they are what they are, you know. I can't imagine being attracted to another man after being turned into a woman. I mean, I can't imagine that, you know. Because I've always been, all my life, I'm 65 now, you know. They would probably say you're too old to be changed. But that's okay, you know, I don't want to be. But it's bizarre.
Yeah.
That medicine has come that far is, wow, that's
and not only that,
unbelievable.
They want you to bow down to them and their whims of their change and acceptance. And I don't have a problem with people, no matter who they say that they are or trying to be. It has nothing to do with my faith or my principles that I have in me from my God in the Bible. But I'm like, well, if you want me to call you so-and-so, well, I'll call you so-and-so.
Yeah.
You know, but if I make a mistake, what are you going to do? Persecution. You
yeah.
talked about persecution.
Yeah, and they're persecuting the average person.
And this is what I think is going on, persecution of the Christians
yes.
in America that stand up against these
yeah,
new trends.
Yeah, they say you're narrow-minded and prejudiced and all
people
this
people are
stuff.
Losing their jobs. It's even going further than that. Than being prejudiced.
Yes.
They're losing their jobs. They're being put out of institutions. You know, they're being made to almost bow down to what other people want. So that's a form of persecution.
I saw this construction crew came out to where I live, and they were paving the street. And this great big truck on the side of it said, "We bow to the cross, and we salute the flag." You know,
that was
really great.
Yes, it was.
Know?
Yes, it was.
We're not worshiping the flag. We don't worship America, but we salute it and give it respect.
Yeah.
Because of its great accomplishments and because it's been a great nation of liberty and
right.
justice for all.
See, there you go. They're the rights.
Yeah. And people have taken advantage of our freedom and taken advantage of freedom of speech, freedom of the press and all that, and have gone too far with all that stuff. And I don't worry about offending. If they're offended that easily, then they're just going to have to be offended. Now, in Australia, they'll take you to court and they'll fine you for saying something that offends religion.
They're doing it, they're doing it here.
Yeah, they're starting to do it here, yeah. So, America's in serious trouble, I say. That transsexual stuff is nothing but pure sin, if you ask me. You know.
But they have a right.
They have a right under American law.
Yes, they do.
But I don't think they have a right under God's
That's the
law,
difference.
You know.
That's the difference right there.
That is the difference.
And that's what
God thinks.
Right, and that's what I share with the person this morning.
That's just like when I said, now this is just my opinion. Doesn't necessarily mean anything, but I said, I don't think it's appropriate for men to wear earrings. Because when I was growing up, they would have got beat up. But I don't think men should do something feminine like that.
So let me ask you this. Because since Christ came and we are all under grace, now that's not the same as being under the law of Moses, right?
Right.
Okay, so does that mean that they still have the right to be who they want to be, even under grace?
I look at it this way, that God created me as a man, created you as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have a right to change that. I think we'd be facing God's judgment as a result. Do you think a born-again... I've never heard of a born-again Christian getting a sex change. Have you?
No, I never really...
Because it seems like when you're born again, that stuff is just not interesting to you. You know, we're interested in serving Christ, and we don't have time to get a sex change. You know.
Of course, I see where you're coming from. I really do, and
I think we could. You know, that person may not be born again, so they'd be facing judgment anyways. But they're making it worse by changing their sexual orientation. You know, ugh.
And I'm still back to this.
You know, it's the same thing. You could say, well, what about abortion then?
Saying, well, these people have rights. You know, they have rights.
Well, they have changed the law, but what does God think about abortion? And, do you think?
And there, that leads me back to the question I just presented you. Since we're all under grace,
they can ask for. I believe it's a sin. We can, you know, there's still such a thing as sin under grace. Paul said, "Shall we sin?" You know, where sin does abound, there does grace also much more abound. But shall we sin that grace may abound? And Paul said, God forbid.
That's true.
We're followers of Christ.
That's true.
You know, we should try not to sin, but if we do, we have an advocate with the Father. But going out and deliberately sinning, like a major sin like that, ooh, I wouldn't want to face the Lord.
But then, since we're under grace, there's still forgiveness.
There is forgiveness
even,
you get.
Even
you know,
though they can't erase the surgeries that they have done, but
I don't know. Can they change
erased.
Back again?
I don't even know what it entails, Jeff. I'm not an expert on this subject.
Me neither.
I'm just kind of look at it as the perspective that was presented to me this morning.
Well, it's just like if a person had an abortion, I'm not going to sit there and condemn them.
No, we all have sinned. Like you always read Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
And Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So if we come to the point where we're humble enough to realize that we've sinned, and ask Jesus to come into our heart and be born again, that is, if we're not a Christian yet, and then ask Jesus to come in, then we're forgiven for all sins up until then, you know.
Right, right.
So, you know, you can't really ask for better than that, because on the day of judgment, we'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ. All have sinned, you know, and so all of our sins are wiped out when we come up to the judgment seat of Christ. The only thing he's determining is how much work we did for him. Did we follow him? How much obedience did we have? And you're given rewards accordingly. You know. So, abortion's another one of those things, you know, where they have to realize that it is a sin. Most of most liberals these days don't even consider it to be a sin at all. You know. But
well,
it
it's
is.
Just not liberals. It's people who decide that that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
It's not just liberals or people who classify themselves as liberals that have abortions or have same-sex marriages.
Yeah.
It's so widespread, it covers all what scopes of people, you know, whatever your religion is. So we just can't say it's liberal or
conservative
or Democrats or Republicans. It's
well, I
people.
Think that, I mean, if you look at how crazy the liberals are these days,
they're not the only
ones crazy decisions.
Right. I mean, yeah, we don't understand all the decisions.
I mean,
I
believe America's in decline because of them. Yes.
Because of sin.
Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah, that's true.
Because of sin, and we just can't put it on no specific people.
Well, we have the border crisis because of them.
We had a border crisis before.
Not when Trump was in there.
It was still a problem. Everybody wasn't happy with how he was handling it.
Well, they're never happy with anything.
Well, there you go.
But there wasn't anything near what it is today.
That is
thousands of people coming across.
That was something that was going on anyway. Maybe when Trump came in, he put a slowdown on it. But before Trump, they were doing it.
Well,
even when Bush was in there.
It needs to at least be slowed down again.
Well, What are you going to do? What is your solution?
I don't know what he was doing. He did build the wall, which has got to help. But America can't accommodate the whole world.
They said, come unto us, Lady Liberty.
You have to do it legally. You have to come through the courts.
Come on over here to America.
Oh, yeah.
Land of the free and the home of the brave.
I don't think you'd be saying that when we have a collapse. That'll be one of the major things it causes.
It's not me that's saying it. It's our staple.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we had immigration laws, though, that they're not being abided by now.
So what's going on in Mexico that everyone is fleeing from there?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, Mexico is very, very poor. And when people are very, very poor, they can't pay the big taxes that we pay here. So you don't have all of the privileges that we have here. And they're going hungry. They're don't have jobs. You know, there's no jobs available. And we had a trickle of immigration problem before Biden opened up the border so they could just come flying through. But here they were. They were working in the fields, you know, as farmers in the fields, you know. What do you call them? Immigrants.
They were doing jobs that a lot of us would not do as Americans.
Right.
And they were in our country. Some were in here legally. Some were here illegally.
Yeah.
I don't know the solution to that.
I think, you know, America, what we've kind of neglected the idea that, like, they had this attitude about Haiti, is get in there and teach them how to farm, teach them how to start businesses and all that stuff. I think that would be a bigger help. And then once you get that country to where it's more comfortable, they don't want to go somewhere else.
Right. They're okay at home. So why won't we do that in Mexico?
Well, for one thing, the drug cartels have kind of taken over in there. And
so they're running people out.
Should we go in there and bang, bang, bang with our military and destroy their drug cartels so that we can go in there and teach them how to set up a business?
Well, we do it everywhere else just about, don't we?
Yeah. America's spread all over the world.
Right.
Trying to preserve democracy is what they're trying to do.
Right.
And our guys die as a result, you know, going in there.
Yes, they do.
So, it's a hard question because that's how Vietnam got so crazy. It's because America went in there and tried to solve the communist problem, you know. I'm not sure that they solved anything over there, you know. Ended up having to withdraw like we did from Afghanistan. It's hard to preserve democracy all over the world.
Yes, it is.
You know? But America is a world leader. And we're, you know, it has been through the years that these countries have they imitate America. They follow what America does.
Right.
They love America because we're happy, we're prosperous, you know, supposedly happy. it seems like people are not happy no matter what. But I am. I'm glad I live in America. I've been in the military, and I have seen the horrible poverty, especially in Mexico. Oh, my gosh, Linda. Sometimes you walk down the street, like in Mexico somewhere, and you get the smells, the sights. Oh, my gosh. And the prostitution's, it's out of control. Crime. You know, it's hard to say, you know, we used to be able, like, as soldiers, we could use our military ID to go just about anywhere, as long as it was a free country. We could go anywhere we wanted. We could use our ID for a passport. But they're not allowed to go to Mexico now, in El Paso. You can't just walk over the border anymore. It's closed because of the drug cartels, you know.
But people can get out, escape to over here.
Come here illegally.
Brown. Wow. If you have a solution to our immigration problem, please call 740-383-9944. It is a matter of discussion this hour.
I have a solution for it. Put Trump back in there.
Oh, my gosh.
He slowed it down.
But he accelerated some other things that should not have been accelerated.
Like
so.
What?
Well, you just can't please everybody all the time, right?
No.
No matter who's in office. Right?
But, I mean, it wasn't this bad.
Didn't you have enough?
Didn't have an open border like this? No.
Didn't you have enough of Trump?
No. He's the best president we ever had.
Oh, my goodness. Who's up there listening? Lord Jesus, help!
What did he do wrong?
Jeff.
What?
All have what?
Yeah, but...
And all of us don't please.
All right, but, I mean, name...
Oh, some, he's done a lot of things wrong
some,
now.
Like what?
Do I need to go there?
Yeah.
I know you're going to defend this, but I do not.
What?
January 6th.
There's not enough evidence to say that he caused that.
Oh, are you kidding me? We saw it live on TV.
He did not cause that
problem. Oh, my gosh. Hey.
Well, we're about ready
what?
To have a civil war.
What?
Anyways.
What am I going to say? Anyways.
Yeah.
Well, he helped lead that on.
Maybe we need
hell to Trump, right?
Well, he improved the economy.
Well, he's a businessman. Of course he put money in people's pockets. Praise
well,
God,
great.
He did that for some, you know.
He cut taxes.
It's not all about money, though. Well, it is for some people.
I mean, his policies, I don't think we've ever done better. He strengthened our military. And one thing he said about Afghanistan, the debacle that Biden caused over there, we lost 13 soldiers. He said that, and it was a massive confusion. He should have withdrawn the civilians first and then the military. But see, he withdrew the military and then the civilians were vulnerable to the Taliban.
Well, we talked about that. That was a sticky situation anyway. If he had done the other or the latter, then they would have had something to say about that. So
yeah,
I don't know what was the right protocol for that either.
What are we going to do about his memory?
What about it?
He'll be up there on the podium talking and you just forget what he was talking about.
Don't you have moments like that?
Not like that. And then there were times when he was up there and he didn't know where to go after he got done. They had to show him what door to go to. So something's wrong there.
I think it's a play of the media. I don't think it's just
him.
Oh,
get out of here.
I just really don't.
That is not fakey. He wouldn't fake something like that.
Not him. I said the media. Cameras do whatever they want to do. I don't think he's that bad.
Okay, now,
so why
I
can't
think
he be
Russia
removed
invaded
then?
The Ukraine because they knew that Biden didn't have enough backbone to stop them.
Well,
and now we've got problems with North Korea. We got problems with China wanting to invade Taiwan. We didn't have any of those problems when Trump was in there. And he talked. You know, he did some good talking and made a good truce with North Korea.
Okay,
so... We don't have to worry about nuclear war anymore.
Okay, so...
Now they shot a military rocket right over the top of Japan.
So, what was blown up over there?
Just what?
Was it a pipeline or something that was blown up over in Ukraine? They asked me this question.
I don't know
recently,
about that.
Recently.
But I know that I'm so proud of the Ukrainians, though. They have shown that the Russians are not even as strong as we thought they were. In fact, I can see that if the United States had gotten into a conventional ground war with them, the U.S. would have walked all over them in just a matter of days. Because their equipment's just so old and obsolete, and they don't train them. They don't train their troops. So... No matter, you know, like, I remember watching this documentary where they were saying no matter how powerful your fighter jet is, if you don't train those pilots, they're worthless. And that's what's been happening. They've been destroying the Russian Air Force with shoulder-fired weapons. But anyways, I think we have a major problem with the liberals. You know, and also another thing, what about them being soft on crime?
For who?
Letting people off that are murderers and rapists and stuff, they let them off.
When?
All the time.
Are you kidding
me? Sanctuary cities? Yeah.
I mean, what are you saying? Who is letting them off? Or
the liberal governors and mayors.
Are letting people out of what? Prison or not sentencing them the way you think they should be sentenced
both.
For murder? And
yeah. And so why do you think crime is so bad these days?
A lot of reasons.
Like what?
Drugs is one reason.
Yeah, and there's a lot of drugs coming over the border, too.
And not just Mexico, right? Or is that the only place they're coming across?
No.
Okay. Is that anything new?
No, there's just a lot more of it. I don't, you know, this is the first time I've heard of fentanyl.
Well, me too. I mean,
I wonder what it does when you take it. What does it do to you?
I have no idea.
Make you hallucinate or what?
I don't know. But they have come up with some type of Narcan that they can administer to a person who has OD'd and bring them back. You know that, right?
With what?
It's called Narcan.
I've barely heard about that.
Yeah, well, it's a way that they can, I guess, administer through the nostrils, like maybe a pump or something.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, and it brings them back. So once people understand, well, if I OD, you know, they can bring me back. So I'll make sure there's plenty of Narcan around me. So it doesn't correct the problem.
People die by the dozens because of drugs.
Yes.
These days.
Yes.
You know, overdose dirty needles.
Right. And it doesn't correct the problem. But, you know, this new drug thing that they have going on where all kind of money and resources have come about to help people and to reestablish them into the society,
yeah.
Work on their mental health problems and things like that. But I can remember back in the day when it was what they would consider a black problem. People on drugs and ODing. They didn't have all these rallies and stuff to rev up money for people who was ODing back in the day. I'm talking about like in the 60s and the 70s and even people that came from Vietnam. You know,
except
they came
black
here.
Black people were more on drugs than anybody else, you mean?
Yes. Back in those days, yes.
I don't remember that being that
and they were dying like I don't know what. I remember several that passed away in Marin, Ohio.
Oh, I'll tell you what's not new, and that is drugs in the military. Oh,
right.
My gosh.
I was going to say that. The people that
there,
were in Vietnam.
They were, and it is during peacetime.
Yeah. And they came over
they
here.
They do drugs.
Addicts.
But I think Vietnam accelerated
yes.
the use of drugs in the military. But
right.
Alcohol, too.
Yeah.
Alcohol is a big, big problem over there. And you don't hear about that much, but it is.
Yes, it is a big problem.
I think I kind of had an alcohol problem when I was in there. But that was mostly because I didn't like the Army.
But, you know,
I was trying to escape.
A lot of them really dealt with death. And being blowed up, and the sounds of war.
Oh, of course.
And losing their fellow soldier right beside them, and being blown to smithereens. And, and they came back with this drug addiction.
Right.
And they came back to share with other people.
Oh, right.
Try this and try that, you know. And that put drugs on the rise. Now, there's been a times where you didn't hear much about it. There's times when it accelerated. But I spoke mm-hmm. at a rally here in Marion a few years back. It was at the YMCA, the old YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
And all those people that were sitting out there, they were dealing with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Heroin and things like that. And I had to share with them a personal testimony. Because I remember that it wasn't all that attention drawn to it back in the day. Now, I thank God that there is now, and these people find a way out.
Yeah, we got a lot of recovery places.
Right. And that they take that choice to come out of that, you know. And
if they decide to get off of it.
If they decide to get off of it. Because they have so much support now that was not there back in the day.
Yeah. Like, well, that's great.
Yeah, it is a great thing.
I think, and we have tried to set up stuff for people as in Christianity. And not only try to put them through a recovery system, but also pray for them. And talk to them and encourage them to come on back out of that. The very best thing you can do is not get involved in it to begin with, but we know that there are people that do. And we had that problem with opiates, with the pharmacies prescribing heroin to people for pain, doctors prescribing opiates. That's crazy.
Well, that depends on what kind of pain you're in.
Yeah, but you don't want to be addicted to opiates. That just adds another problem. You got to get off of it somehow.
But that also has a lot to do with the person they are prescribing those pills to and how they ingest, digest,
yeah,
those type of things. Some people have habitual personalities.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much. You know, I think all of us are addicted to something. We're dealing with something that we just don't want to give up, right?
Yeah.
So, and it's the high, it's the perception of where they are and the elevation of their mind and going on trips and things like that. Some people find that type of stuff fascinating.
Yeah.
But everyone doesn't. So because of that, then we all suffer because I may have a broken bone.
Yeah.
And the aspirin just does not take care of the pain.
Tylenol.
Right. Unless I take 5 or 6 Tylenols at one time. So what do you
I don't think they should prescribe heroin.
Well, it's a type of
it's
heroin.
It's too addictive.
It's a type of heroin.
Well,
they have
still.
Some of it in there, but it's not just.
And people have admitted
heroin.
That it's major problems. Of breaking
well, it
up
is.
Marriages and.
It is.
Yeah.
If you're. Addicted, yeah.
Yeah. So then you have to get off of it. You know, I have a friend, when I was trying to quit smoking, I tried Nicorette gum for a while. A friend of mine called me and said, yeah, I know this guy that was using Nicorette gum to try to quit smoking. He said, but then he got addicted to the gum.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, nicotine's a terrible addiction.
So you go from one addiction to another addiction.
Yeah.
But everyone's not like that. But see, it comes to the point where they put us all in this collective group of people. Well, because this is happening with this group of people, so we're going to take it away from all the other people that may be needed and maybe not habitual.
That's right.
You know? No! That's not right. That's not right. That's just like, because one suffer, we all suffer.
Yeah, because we all have to get involved to get this problem solved. You know,
I don't mind
and
that
we get involved whether we're just paying taxes or what. Remember, Nixon declared war on drugs during his administration. That's when we began to realize that drugs were a major problem in America
because
of the 60s.
Right. And it still is a major problem.
It is major.
You know?
It's probably worse than back then.
But what happened to the war on drugs? I remember we used to have that here in Marion. We had this van. I forget the name of it, but they went around the schools and they preached, say, no to drugs. Remember that? Say, no to drugs. And then that, like, disappeared.
Now I haven't seen that.
Now we don't have the Ten Commandments in school. We don't have prayer in school. This is what has happened to our society over here in America.
Satan's convincing people of various things.
Yes. It doesn't matter how high you are in government or how low you may be on the totem pole. Those things have been removed. And those were staples, statements, and foundations of our country.
That's why I say I believe America's in decline right now.
Right. Because they're removing God from America.
We're seeking ship.
Except for the money.
Yeah,
God we trust.
You know, they're printing money that's not backed up with gold, but there it is.
There it is.
Look at this major spending our government does. Ugh. Spending money that we don't have, really.
Nothing new.
That's true.
That's why the deficit is so high. Who's worried about paying it? No. No.
They keep passing it on to the next generation.
They're not going to worry about it either, I don't think.
No.
You know, so I don't know. But thank you for this hour, Jeff. It was good. And
yeah,
yes, we are going to do our Bible study.
We usually drift off onto another subject.
Yes, we do.
That's good, though.
We've gone from one subject to the other. We're going to end this segment of A Voice of a People live with Linda Sims here with Jeff Porter today on WGH Talk. And next hour, we will be doing a study in the Bible called Where to Turn, and we will be coming from Isaiah chapter 30. So if you want to be a part of that, please stay tuned for the next hour. Not only that, get your Bibles and study along with us. That will be coming from Isaiah chapter 30, and we will be the first through the fifth verse. And also, I think it's 18 and 19. I did not bring my Bible, but Jeff does have his, and he will be reading. So hopefully, you will stay tuned, okay? And if you have any questions that you want to ask Jeff, please call 740-38-9.
Don't ask Glenda.
Wait a minute. 383-9944. If you have any questions for Jeff, right? He's on a roll this morning. We went from... Where do we go from? To politics. Whoa. Which, hey, it just happened here on the Voice of a People. So, don't forget, we're down to our last minute. A few seconds left. Want to say anything?
Well, I wasn't going to talk about politics when I first started talking on the radio. But it's impossible to get around if you're talking about Bible prophecy.
Yeah. Well, don't apologize. I mean, hey. It's in our face all the time.
Yeah.
It's all on TV. Every move we make or decision we have to make.
Yeah.
It has to deal with politics, which is our way of life in America.
Yep.
And hopefully throughout the free world. So, don't forget, 11:15, we go live again. So, stay tuned. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP.